Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. It's 1983, and a little film called Flashdance featured a dance style not quite yet popularized, breakdancing. While the style was developed in California in the 1960s and 70s, the film catapulted breaking into the spotlight around the world. The Bronx was also a hub for the art of breaking, but what you may not know is that it also has deep roots and influence right here in Milwaukee. It was first introduced here 45 years ago, and many of the region's best dancers have made the city home. Milwaukee Magazine's Lindsay Anderson looked into the history of breaking in Milwaukee and some of its most influential local talents of the art form. She joins me in the studio now to tell us more. Lindsay Anderson, welcome back to Lake Effect.
It's great to be here.
So before we get into the story, let's set the record straight. It's breaking, not breakdancing, right?
Yes. To be fair, some breakers are okay with the term breakdancing, but it's not what they originally called themselves. It's a term that the media invented and popularized, so most prefer breaking.
Okay, and what role did the media play in getting this into the pop culture sphere?
Yeah, well, originally in the mid-1970s, it was entirely underground. The art form took off initially in the Bronx and then fairly quickly spread throughout the rest of the country. And Milwaukee was actually one of the cities that had it spread to it the earliest. But then in the early 80s, when films like Flashdance sort of surprisingly came out and featured cameos from prominent breakers, then everyone, the rest of the country and the world sort of learned about it and quickly became a bit obsessed with it. And then that's when the media started talking about it a lot.
Which is pretty fascinating because all I remember is the cameo of mainly the little boy breaking.
And yes.
I'm sure if we went back and looked at it, we would notice some adults that are prominent.
Yeah, actually, in the finale, when you see what looks like the star leap into this really impressive jump and spin around on the ground, that's actually a male breaker.
Yep,
that's crazy legs.
Yeah. Jennifer Beals.
Yep.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
But
back to breaking. One man that is of great influence in Milwaukee in particular, bringing his breaking scene from the Bronx here, is Efren Manzanet Jr., also known as the Godfather. So what's his history?
Well, he was born in the Bronx, and he was a teenager who would attend house parties, some of those initial house parties where DJs would start spinning records and start breaking down songs. So he was there right at the beginning, basically, in the early 70s when DJs like Clive Cool Herc Campbell started creating breaks that would eventually turn into breaking. Yeah, and then so he moved to Milwaukee when he was still very young in the mid-70s, and he started showing people these moves that he'd picked up at those house parties, these moves he'd learned to dance to during the breaks of the songs. And people were initially a little bit confused by them, but they soon, they were intrigued too. And so he was pretty quickly able to get enough people interested to start his own breaking crew.
What I found really interesting is his role in making breaking a business, and also just, you know, people would have the misconception that it's not an esteemed group, it's not something to be taken, quote, seriously, but the way he approached things was really quite different.
Yeah, so he created this group called the Magic Rockers. He would have them practice almost every day of the week, actually, for several hours at the time. They would have to audition to be a member of the crew, and he would fine them for not showing up on time. So he took it very seriously. But he did that in part because there was so much demand for breaking, especially, again, after movies like Flashdance came out and everyone in America was suddenly obsessed with it, that he knew that he had to treat it very seriously. And he was able to book these kids that he worked with gigs at very large concert halls. Initially, they did a lot of roller rink shows, but they were able to quickly work their way up from there. They opened for Grandmaster Flash. They opened for New Edition. They played on Lambeau Field. So they were a really big deal, especially in the mid-80s.
Now, in that period before kind of exploding, what misconceptions about, you know, B-boys and B-girls were there?
Well, I think especially then, but to some degree even now, a lot of people just fundamentally don't understand hip-hop as an art form. Breaking is one of the essential elements of hip-hop, along with MCing and rapping and graffiti art. And I think they associate it with these kids from the Bronx that were up to no good And they didn't really appreciate that the fact that it is as creative and as demanding as any other art form. And I mean, breaking especially, to be really good at it, you have to devote hundreds, if not thousands, of hours to perfecting these moves. The people who win competitions will spend 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, day after day, practicing to perfect the dance. And that's really what you have to do.
Well, and I, you know, could almost liken it to gymnastics and the hours and dedications and physicality it takes to accomplish that.
Yeah, so people don't, they think of it as just sort of this silly thing you break out at parties. And to be fair, some people, not everyone is going to devote their life to the dance form. But to get really good at it, you have to be willing to pour that much time and effort into it.
What surprised you as you were working on this piece?
Well, that was definitely one of the things. I would also say I was surprised by how big the scene in Milwaukee still is. So it initially kind of blew up in the 80s, and then people got a little bit sick of it. Or I guess I should just say the rest of the average American suddenly lost interest in it. But there were always breakers out there who were perfecting their moves. They just kind of went underground again. But then around mid to late 90s again, you started to see a resurgence in it. And around that time, there were a couple crews that formed in Milwaukee that are still around today.
How many are still active today?
There are three right now that are still pretty active. And one of them is helmed up by this guy who goes by Miho. His real name is Juan. But he's widely considered one of the best breakers in the Midwest. He's in his 30s now, but he still competes with the best of them. He's representing the Midwest in a competition that's coming up. So, yeah, it's a little surprising, but Milwaukee has a great reputation as a city for breaking and we're really on the map for it.
Well, and I found it interesting that Mitchell Street has played such a prominent role in the history of breaking here. Can you dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, I think in part it might have had a little bit to do with the fact that Efren initially moved there. But also, it's worth noting, initially, breaking was an art form that was predominantly practiced by people of sort of Afro-Caribbean descent and Puerto Rican descent specifically, and then it obviously spread out from there. But Mitchell Street in the 70s and 80s, because it did have such a thriving Puerto Rican population, there were just a lot of people there who were interested and I think felt like it was part of their culture that they could be proud of and that they wanted to take part in and learn.
With the trajectory of breaking, not just went from its founding on the East Coast, but then coming to the Midwest. You mentioned in the article that the more popular it became, the more artistic credibility it lost.
Yes.
Is that the case today, or is it ebbing and flowing? Do you see any kind of cyclical patterns?
Yeah, I think we've gotten to a point today where it's relatively popular, but people are finally starting to respect it as a serious art form. I mean, like I said, in the 80s, I think people just thought of it as this novelty. It was a fun trick to bust out at parties. So they didn't really take it especially seriously. Nowadays, though, there's a good chance it's going to end up in the next summer Olympic Games in Paris. There are breaking competitions around the world. Red Bull sponsors a huge one. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who are dancing at a very high level. And I think finally people are starting to realize exactly how much work goes into it and are starting to respect it. And so it's been able to achieve some degree of popularity again without kind of while still being taken seriously.
Sure. One part of that element of gaining respect is just getting to know the people, the artists behind it. And you highlight quite a few people in the Milwaukee area. One is Crumbles, another woman by the name of La Katrina Flores. But both of them bring up that there still needs to be more emphasis on inclusivity.
Yes. I mean, Katrina Flores will say there aren't a lot of female B-girls still. They've been around since the beginning of the art form. They've always been there, but the art form is still dominated by men. So she's a B-girl herself, but she also puts on a lot of events and MCs a lot of events and hosts them. And I think one of the things she's pushing to do is make the art form more inclusive and open it up to women especially, but really all people everywhere. And yeah, as you mentioned, that's something that Crumbles is also interested in. He actually went viral a couple years ago. He was participating in a sort of like halftime contest at a Bucks game where the winner, it was a dance contest, and the winner was going to win free pizza from Palermo's for a year. And he went out there, and as he described himself as a bigger guy, someone that you wouldn't necessarily assume is going to be an amazing dancer. But he'd been studying breaking for years, and he was basically able to mop up the floor with everyone else. He just crushed the competition. And he's also very upfront about the fact that he would like to see the art form be more inclusive of people of all shapes and sizes, abilities. Yeah, there's no reason that everyone shouldn't be able to enjoy it.
Do you think most readers will be surprised and learn a lot from this article? What do you hope people will take away?
Yeah, I just hope people get excited for the breaking scene in Milwaukee and realize that there is a scene here and that there are classes that you can take. True School, the organization, offers a lot of great classes. You can enroll in them yourself. If you've got kids, you can sign them up for it. There are also breaking battles that happen pretty often throughout the city. There's a big one coming up in November. It's called Kingdom Wars, and it's going to be at the Jan Serre Studio November 15th and 16th. So I would just encourage people, if they're interested, to check out those battles and maybe check out classes too.
Well, Lindsay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lindsay Anderson is the senior editor of Milwaukee Magazine and also covers arts and culture. Her article, The Big Break, is featured in this month's issue.